Mr. Bozu had a puppy. He'd had to buy it from a pet store, not his first choice, but about all that was available to him on a Sunday afternoon. The shop with its crowded shelves, cheap linoleum floors, and vaguely antiseptic smell had given him the heebie-jeebies. Given that just 48 hours ago he'd been a victim of incarceration, looking at a bunch of puppies and kitties plopped down in tiny wire cages hadn't done much for him either. He'd planned on hanging out for a while. Pet stores on a Sunday afternoon, filled with fluffy kitties, soft puppies, and oodles of milling kids, what wasn't to love? But the dispirited air of the place made him cut and run. Mr. Bozu bought a Beagle Terrier mix. The tiny, ecstatic puppy was all white, with giant brown patches over each eye, dangling brown ears, and a thumping brown tail. He was the cutest little bugger Mr. Bozu had ever seen. For his new charge, he acquired a leash, a small carrier that resembled a duffel bag, and about 5 dozen chew toys. Okay, so maybe he'd gone overboard. But the puppy, patches maybe, had gnawed on his chin and nuzzled his neck so enthusiastically Mr. Bozu pretty much bought anything and everything the puppy so much as sniffed. Now he had the puppy on the leash and they were both trotting merrily down Boylston Street. The puppy, Carmel, Snow, appeared absolutely thrilled to be out in the fresh fall air. Come to think about it, Mr. Bozu was happy, too. Mr. Bozu and the puppy. Trickster, maybe? Come on, how could you have a puppy without a name? Reached the street corner. Mr. Bozu got out the map tucked into his pocket. A woman paused beside him. She was blonde, beautiful, and dressed entirely in the fall collection of Ralph Lauren. She gave him a stunning smile. What a beautiful puppy.
Thank you.
Mr. Bozu looked around the woman. No kids in tow. He was disappointed. What's its name?
I just bought him 15 minutes ago. We're still getting to know one another.
Oh, he's adorable. The woman was squatting down now, oblivious to the people trying to walk all around them. She scratched the dangling brown ears. The puppy closed his eyes in true puppy bliss. Your first dog? The woman asked.
I had another when I was a kid.
Do you live in the city?
At the moment.
It won't be easy to have a puppy in an apartment.
Fortunately, my job allows me to make my own hours, so it won't be so bad.
You're really lucky, the woman gushed. She was eyeing his Armani sweater and obviously liking what she saw. He flexed just for the hell of it, and her smile grew. What do you do?
Kill people,
the man said cheerfully. She laughed, a full, throaty sound. He bet she practiced that at night just for guys like him. No, really? She said.
Yes, really.
He insisted, but then softened the words with a smile.
I would tell you more, he said, but then I'd have to kill you too.